Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we're closely watching our top story today, the deadly terrorist attack outside of the airport in Kabul. Back in April, after President Biden announced that U.S. troops would be leaving Afghanistan, we spoke with Zarifa Hamidi, who was just 7 years old in 2000 when the Taliban killed her father. She now lives in Virginia, and she told us that she was anxious about what would happen if the Taliban regained control of Afghanistan. Well, they have. So we invited Zarifa back to the show, and we spoke today just before the bombs exploded.
It has been a very difficult time for me and people, like in Afghanistan. And it's not easy for me to watch panic Afghans, falling to their death from U.S. planes, as well as family members that are in Afghanistan. I have my cousins and a lot of family members that are scared and are uncertain about their futures and little girls that they are not sure whether they will be able to go to school or not. So it has been a very difficult week for me and for a lot of other Afghans around the world. We have got together, spoke on the phone, and cried for hours.
I'm sure. And, for most of us, the images out of Afghanistan are horrifying. Without any personal connection to the country, you have family, as you say, and friends who are there. I understand your mother and your brother were safely evacuated from Kabul recently. Can you tell me what that experience was like?
Oh my God. Last week, and that was a nightmare for me and my sisters. I literally got no sleep. I was on the phone constantly trying to get them out and have them in a safe place, giving my family's background. And there's this, guilty survival that I am getting, why am I here? Why am I safe? Why there are so many people that are suffering right there on the ground? And obviously having my mom and brother there were, I don't even have the right word to express it, how scared I was for my mom and my brother,
Will they come to live with you now?
We are working on it. That's the hope, to bring my mom and brother to come here and live with me and my sisters.
Wow. After all this, that will feel good. That will be a good day, won't it?
Yes, I have been waiting that for years. I haven't seen my mother in 5 years, so you can imagine how excited I am to for her to reunite us here in the United States.
We know that many thousand Afghans will not be able to get out of the country. Mm-hmm. Does that apply to anyone that you know?
Definitely. I have very close family members that have worked for NGOs in Afghanistan, and I have some friends who, I'm constantly, people are constantly reaching out to me to asking for help, and I can't, I'm not at a position where I can, get people out. I have a very close family member that I have been, helping them to translate their documents into English and even helping them to reach out to the organizations here to see if they can do anything. And I'm sure there will be a lot of people left out. And that's what really scares me, to have people that have worked and fought alongside the U.S. and NATO forces to leave them there at the hands of the Taliban.
Right. I mean, that gets to the conversation that we had a few months ago. Your fears for people who were left behind once the Taliban came. You just didn't expect it to happen this quickly. And already, since the Taliban has taken over, we've seen some women out front leading protests outside the presidential palace, even raising the Afghan flag at another. When you see that, how do you feel?
I was talking with my principal, and I said, I'm so proud of them that over 20 years, that requires a lot of courage to hold the Afghan flag and protest in front of the Taliban that, you know, women have been terrorized and you know, they have witnessed all types of torture from them. That was a moment that I felt very proud and I was happy. And obviously, I don't trust them, and I have always said this, that I do not trust this group on whatever they say, because it changes every other day. You just can't. It's hard to take on their words, but I was very happy and felt a sense of hope that women will not stay quiet and just allow them to abuse them like they did 20 years ago.
Zarifa Hamidi escaped the Taliban in Afghanistan in the early 2000s. Some of her family members have recently been evacuated from Kabul. She now lives in Virginia. Zarifa, thank you so much for making some time with us again. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Peter, for having me.